We live in a world that is seemingly full of compromise, and I think it's really hard to actually hear a fully absolute truthful message. And I want to try to deliver that to you today. But I think that you have to realize from the outset, you may not hear something really positive. What I'd like to discuss today is the State of the Union address that we're about to hear tonight. And I would sum it up in one word, that is our State of the Union. We are simply living in a state of disaster. This is Dr. Steve LaTulip. Glad to be with you today on Unity Without Compromise on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I suppose that I'm not striving to be popular because, you know, we Americans really do like to hear an uplifting message. We like a positive ending. And we most often usually prefer to hear a popular message rather than a completely truthful message. But and so I'm really taking a risk today with what I'm sharing with you. I want to discuss the State of the Union address that will be spoken tonight, or at least an attempt to speak it tonight, by our seated president, Joe Biden, who is progressively demented, as everyone knows. But what can we really expect tonight? Well, I would say that we are in for hearing a whole bunch of lies, a lot of deception, and more propaganda, more than we could ever hope to ever have from a voice of one who is a trumpet or sounding board, supposedly for the Democrat Party. But truthfully, we know that this little puppet is being controlled and manipulated by a puppeteer, one that we fail to recognize. But what will we hear tonight from the State of the Union? Well, we will hear that black is white, that up is down, that good is evil, of course. And white people are guilty. Everybody is a racist. We'll be told probably that the border is secure, that the economy is booming, and that our foreign enemies love us, and that's probably why they're coming across the border and we're letting them come in at their free will. We will also probably hear that former President Trump is another Hitler and he must by no means be allowed back into the Oval Office. We might hear that our children are safe and secure in public schools and that having sex with kids is really great. And of course, we will hear that abortion is a virtue. I really don't understand how Obama can actually control this useful idiot in chief. I mean, but he does it. Somehow he manages to pull it off. The job's got to be getting a lot harder because Joe Biden has some form of dementia. He's got a Parkinsonian gait. And of course, if he has Parkinson's disease, it's associated with certain traits. But what we do see is a progression, and that's all that matters. The diagnosis specifically doesn't matter that much. But a lot of people are really encouraged and maybe excited about the fact that President Trump plans to follow up with a truthful assessment and a response to Joe Biden's address after he speaks it. And I think what we can expect from Donald Trump is a plug for America, making America great, putting America first. And I think it's going to be a very positive message, but a sobering message. It will be a message of hope. And hope is always good. And I love to be hopeful and I love to be positive. And Trump, I think, will come through on that very nicely. But the big question is, and this is something that we don't want to face, we don't even want to ask the question, but the question is, will hope disappoint us? Will we have a hope that will be assured? Will it happen? Will it come to fruition in America? In other words, can we save America? And of that, I've got to speak pretty boldly today, and my words are sobering, I'll admit that. Now, We just saw with the Supreme Court that they made a decision in favor of keeping former President Trump on the ballot for the presidential run. And everybody was very excited about that. I mean, it was a 9-0 decision that President Trump would remain on the Colorado ballot. And of course, that does have major consequences, because if they took him off the ballot and said that the states could decide who can run for president, then we no longer have a United States. We have something other than that right now anyways, but that's besides the point. What's coming is that the Supreme Court will soon also hear the issue of presidential immunity. President Trump has appealed the charges made by Jack Smith, his indictment charges regarding to the January 6th debacle, where supposedly an insurrection took place. But anyway, these hearings are set for a decision. The oral arguments will be heard on April 25th on the immunity from prosecution as president. So it's going to be pretty interesting. But we do know a few things. First of all, D.C. Judge Tanya Chutkan is a bribed judge. She is a compromised traitor. So we know what to expect from her. And we know that whatever the decision, it is going to be monumental. It'll be a landmark precedent set for future presidents. So it's going to have major consequences. Will it be a rational decision? Well, you know, I didn't get all that excited about the 9-0 decision to keep Donald Trump on the Colorado ballot, because it was so straightforward. It was, you know, any idiot could make a proper, sound decision on this, if you have any lick of common sense. But will a rational decision be made on the issue of presidential immunity? Well, I expect that it will. I really do. But I have to say also, you never know. We have justices Thomas and Alito, and they, in my opinion, are the only real predictable Supreme Court justices. President Trump's trio, the ones that he nominated to the position, Justices Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Coney Barrett, they're pretty fickle. I mean, I think they constitute the center between the Christian conservatives and the absolute flaming liberals. But these three are, I believe, what constitutes a bipolar Supreme Court, meaning you never know which way they're going to go. It depends on the way the wind's blowing, depends on the political arena at the time. It depends on how many threats they receive, probably, because, you know, they want to be liked and they don't want to be threatened. And I can understand that. But will they contend for justice? Well, we just don't know for sure. But if the decision to protect President Trump and give him immunity, if that was denied, now, of course, the flip side of that is that they could very easily hang former presidents Clinton, Bush, Obama, and, of course, the current president, Joe Biden. But they won't do that. They won't do that. They will, because these presidents are protected. They will never likely receive the justice that is due them, at least not in this lifetime. And that's okay. I expect that. I think everybody expects it. We know that justice will not be served, at least not with this regime. We do need a regime change, and that's what we're after here. This is not just a presidential election. This is a regime change. It is a change of ideology that we are striving for. But if they do deny immunity to President Trump, then that means no president has immunity, which means that the living presidents are guilty as hell. And the unfortunate fact about that is that they would not be prosecuted because of all the corruption we have in our government right now. But this is really all about taking down the people's choice for president right now. It's about Obama's transformation to a total dictatorship where people will be slaughtered en masse. But, you know, nobody seems to recognize that. Or maybe they just don't care, or at least they don't care enough to do something about it. And that is what leads me to say that the state of the union right now, in one word, is disaster. It is an absolute disaster. And that's the only thing I can say about it. In other words, I simply do not like where we are headed right now. Because at this point, and I'm speaking with total honesty and I believe with some good insight, I believe that America will fall. Right now, today, I have a strong belief that America is going to fall. It will take an act of God to actually save America, but I don't believe that God will shed his grace on us this time, not without some drastic changes. I'm going to take a short pause. I will return momentarily.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop. And use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And welcome back to Unity Without Compromise on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is Dr. Steve LaTulip here. I've been talking today about something that is what probably some people would consider depressing. But before I get to that, I want to remind you, please, to remember that the beauty of speaking on this platform, this network of America Out Loud Talk Radio, is that we get to speak our minds uncensored. We can say what is on our minds. We can speak the truth. Hopefully we are seeking the truth and only the truth and not tickling ears. And that's what I'm all about today. I don't want to give you what I think you want to hear. I want to give you what I believe you need to hear because it will affect our country. It will affect every aspect of our lives in ways that we cannot even begin to comprehend. Now, if you really want some good articles and great podcasts from some really good minds, and if you want that balanced perspective, if you want to tap into some great minds, please go to AmericaOutLoud.news because it is a great platform. We've got incredible podcasts. We got some really powerful articles. And of course, we do have strong opinions here, but these opinions come from people who love God and country and who want to see America be great again. We want to see America thriving as we once did. In fact, as we did during the presidency of Donald Trump is what I'm hoping for. But today I'm talking about something that is kind of a dark and shady topic. It's a depressing topic because when we ask, what is the state of our union right now? Well, as I said, in one word, it is an absolute disaster. Oh, that's two words, excuse me. It is wretched. It is despicable. It is something that we don't look forward to anymore, because if we can be totally, completely honest with ourselves, we have to recognize that we are on the very brink of collapse. But I fear that we don't even recognize it. And that's what leads me to say the words that I'm speaking today. Now, many people, I'm sure, who are listening to this program, and many people on the conservative side would probably disagree with me, because a lot of you are hopeful. I mean, there are some good things happening, and maybe things are turning around. I'm not sure. But there's a whole bunch of people out there who just don't care. And that, of course, is the real concerning issue of our time. Are people so caught up in their own lives and their own comforts that they don't even have time to dig into the issues, to look into what's happening? Oh, you know, do we have the attitude that I can't be bothered with that? Look, it's just, it's all too confusing to me. It's all too ugly. Oh, everything's going to turn out okay. Let's just let it go. Well, if you have that attitude of everything's going to be okay and everything is okay, you are very highly deceived. And that is what I have called normalcy bias. But then let's ask the question, could it be something else? Is it normalcy bias? Because normalcy bias is just a failure to recognize pending disaster. In other words, there is a tidal wave headed for the beach. It's a mile out. And you'll say, it's going to fade away. It's not going to come crashing down on the beach. That is normalcy bias. And a lot of people are saying, you know, we look around us and we see all these horrible things happening to our country. We see a government-funded, government-sponsored invasion of our land. We see all kinds of evils coming into our country from the CCP. They're sending us fentanyl. They're sending us ways to kill ourselves and to make America fail. And that's exactly what they are striving to do. That is what Barack Obama set out to do. And he is still doing it. He is still at the helm, I believe. He is the chief puppeteer. And he plans on completing the transformation of America into a collapsed state of decrepitness. It's just, that's the way it looks, and that's the way we're headed. And if we're headed in that direction, then there is really no hope for America. But a lot of people would say, no, look around you. There's a lot of great things happening. I mean, look at Super Tuesday, right? President Trump took 14 out of the 15 states. And of course, the only reason that Nikki Haley took Vermont is because the Democrats and everybody gets to vote in the Republican primary in Vermont. So yeah, no surprise there. It's just more corruption. And we've come to expect that from the state where Bernie Sanders reigns supreme, right? So, you know, some people are saying a lot of good things are happening. Super Tuesday really was great. I mean, it was uplifting. And we've seen some victories in the Supreme Court and elsewhere. And many people really are coming to align with America First. I mean, we're seeing this great transition, a shift. But my concern is that I think the people on the left really don't care, because they know they have the momentum going. They know how we operate, and how we operate is that we simply do nothing. We talk, we whine, we complain, we raise all the issues, we investigate, you know, we select committees to look into this and look into that, and we expose all kinds of evil, and we do absolutely nothing to change it. And so where are we headed on this course? Well, we're headed for disaster, as I said, and that is the state of our union today. But, you know, there's more behind it. I think that normalcy bias is a big problem. I think corruption is a big problem. I mean, we got two sides, one doing all the evil they can, the other side saying, ah, it's not really that bad. You know, it's not gonna shred us. It's not really gonna destroy America. I mean, it's always worked out before, hasn't it? And we've faced some pretty bad things. Well, my suggestion to you, and I think that this is not a popular message. I just have to believe this. And I say that based on some of the comments I get, even from people on this platform. I think I'm a little bit of a loner in this, but maybe I'm not, and hopefully I'm not. But here's the thing. There is one thing that precedes America first. And let me tell you, I'm all in with America first. The Make America Great Again movement is an ideal thing. I think it's a wonderful thing. We all want to see America prosperous. We want to see a good America again, where we had values and principles, where raising a family, raising up children was a good thing. And raising up solid kids was a good thing. We stood on principles that came from the Bible. That was our Christian standard, and that's what made America great. And so when we say, you know, we want to put America first, well, it's a very good thing, but we're failing in one huge, huge aspect, and that is this. The only way that we can make America first or make America great again is to make God first, and that simply isn't happening. And I see too much evidence for that we, you know, we sing a good tune, we kind of say the right things, and we claim to be pro-God, pro-this, pro-that, and our actions betray us. Now, this came out blaringly in a recent post by Kerry Lake. Now, I was kind of very familiar with Kerry Lake because my daughter was her event director when she was running for governor of Arizona. And so I got to know Kerry Lake a bit. You know, we talked several times and I got a lot of the inside scoop. I was on kind of privy to the inner circle, if you will. But Kerry Lake recently posted a statement regarding abortion, and she changed her views. Now, she said, and I'm quoting her from not that long ago, she said, "I am 100% pro-life. I think the Supreme Court did a very smart thing." And when Kerry Lake said that, I was very proud of her because that is a critical issue, and I think it's very, very important to take such a stand. And I have reasons for that. Of course, the first and foremost reason is putting God first, because God says that human life is precious. And in our Constitution, which was absolutely a product of biblical teaching and principles, the Constitution says that we have a right to life. And that right to life comes from God. It is a God-given, unalienable right. That means nobody can take it from you. Well, so I commended Kerry Lake for that, and I thought she was headed in the right direction. I thought she understood a principle of not compromising, but I have to tell you, I was absolutely wrong. Because recently, Kerry Lake changed her tune since she has been running for the Senate, and I'm sure she's very excited now because Kyrsten Sinema has decided to bail. She's not running for re-election, so that ups the ante for Kerry Lake becoming a senator. But, you know, when you enter politics, I guess the name of the game in politics is compromise, and that is why we say that politics is a necessary evil, and that's why we say keep it small. And I think that Kerry Lake just really puts flesh on this beast and makes that very, very evident, because Kerry Lake recently just said abortion is, as the courts decided, an issue for states to decide, not the federal government. Now, that is a lie. That is deception. That is propaganda. And I'll just call it what it is. It's what the left does. So let's not think that we are so high and mighty that we cannot compromise and that we cannot offend God, or we cannot take a stand that makes the devil smile, because that's exactly what Kerry Lake just did. And I'm very disappointed in her decision to do that. Now, she Actually, I read her post and I read all of the comments on it, and I was going to comment, but she limited the comments on it. And as I read through all the comments, there were very, very few positive comments pertaining to her new position on abortion. And I was encouraged by that. It tells me that there really are some real Christians out there who are not afraid to take a stand. And I admire every one of you who have such a position, have such a heart for God that you will call somebody out no matter who it is. That's real Christianity. But what Carrie Lake did is an evil compromise. And truthfully, the majority of conservatives do believe this lie. And I think that's why she said it. She wants votes. Now, the Constitution says that every human being has a right to life. That means it's something that cannot be taken from you because it is conferred by God. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to earn the privilege of being kept alive. You have a right from God to live your life. This is foundational to America. And when we deny that right, then we compromise. We compromise on God's truth. We compromise our Constitution. Because a right to life is what America is all about. And if we are willing to compromise on such an evil thing, to say that the states can decide what unborn children can be killed and at what stage of development before they are born, 16 weeks, 20 weeks, 12 weeks, it doesn't matter. Because human life does begin at conception. That is just a scientific fact. It is a statement of truth based on the laws of the universe. Human life begins at conception. It's an undebatable fact, okay? So life in the womb entails a human being who has not made a decision, who has not experienced anything, who has not in any way been able to choose right or wrong. And that means that this is an innocent human life in the womb, and innocent human life is supposed to be protected by our Constitution, right? It is a right to life. And when we snuff out an innocent human life, we call that murder. And so every abortion performed for any reason is murder. You know, we can smoke screen and say, oh, well, what about the, you know, for the health of the mother and so forth? That's a bunch of nonsense. That is almost non-existent in medicine. The mother's life is seldom compromised. Even when they say it could be, most of the time things turn out just fine, almost always. Likewise, what about a woman who was raped and conceives? Well, I've had enough of those patients in my medical practice and talked to others who gave birth to a child who was conceived by rape, and they are very close with that child. So it's another smokescreen, and it does not negate the fact that when you snuff a human life by ripping apart its limbs, its head, suctioning it out of the body, or by killing it with chemicals, however you want to do it, burn the baby, whatever, it is murder. There's just no doubt about it. And that's based on scientific truth. So to say that this right should be decided by the state rather than by God is a very wicked compromise. It is fake Christianity. And that just won't do to save America. It's not going to happen. We will not save America with such compromise, because God is not pleased. And if God is not pleased, why should we ever hope that God would shed his grace on us? Because look throughout history, and you will see that every nation that rejected God has fallen, and we fell from our own sin. We saw that with the Roman Empire, and it's happening in exactly the same way, except at a much more accelerated rate. So my contention today is that I believe America will fall because of our own choices. How will it fall? Well, I know everybody's so excited about how great things are looking for President Trump right now. And I'm right with you on that. I mean, I can't help but rejoice because I think Donald Trump, I mean, I've never seen a president contend for Christianity and Christian values so much. And from such an imperfect man, right? A big mouth, a guy who can't control his tongue. And yet he is all for preserving Christian values. He is all for it. In on it like it. I've never seen any other president before, including the greats like Lincoln, like George Washington. So how can I be so negative and say that America will fall? I mean, don't you just despise me for that? Come on, what's the matter with you, Steve? Well, am I a pessimist? No, I'm not a pessimist at all. In fact, I am an optimist. And I look at the bright side of this. I believe we will reap what we have sown, and I don't like that outcome at all. But I also keep in mind that Christianity always has thrived under persecution, and that's a positive. Suffering and oppression brings us to our knees, and that's when we tend to look up to God. Dear God, please help us. What have we done to ourselves? And what's coming? Well, the blood of martyrs always fertilizes the soil when people reject God. It's just a fact of what happens in evil times. But am I a pessimist? No, because my consolation is this. One day, God is coming back. Jesus Christ said, I will return as I departed, and I will return this time for judgment. And that is my consolation in this whole mess. All of these evil people who are causing so much pain and suffering and death in the world are going to be judged rightly by God. And it doesn't matter what our opinion is about them. We can feel bad for them. We can wish that they would change their ways. I mean, suffering for all eternity, and that's what the Bible says. I don't wish that on anybody. But God says that's the way it's going to be. They will reap what they have sown. They will have made their choice. When you breathe your last, it's over. There's no more decisions to be made regarding your eternal fate. So that's my message for today. We likely will fail to do anything meaningful to save America. I personally believe that the election will be stolen, and that will be the last straw. Whether it be Joe Biden or whoever the seated puppet will be, he will be declared the winner, and that will end America as we know it. Freedom lost forever. They still have the Dominion voting machines that will likely sway the swing states, and that's all it's going to take. Doesn't matter how many votes Donald Trump gets. If they have electronic voting machines, they just dial in the numbers. They do whatever it takes so that they win by the ever most slim margin. That's all they need to do. That's what they did the last time in 2020. Has this problem been fixed? No, it hasn't. So all the hype about taking back America by ballot will be for naught. Oh, you might say, well, wait a minute. What's that going to do? Are people going to protest? Will that trigger an insurrection? I mean, a real insurrection? Well, it should, but don't count on it. There's just way too many sheep in America, too many cowards, too few real Christians who would be willing to actually fight and sacrifice something for a Christian standard, meaning fight for your neighbor. Because we refuse to do what our nation's founders said would one day be necessary to preserve our freedom. And that's why I really believe America is going to fall. No, I'm not a pessimist, but we are failing miserably. We have failed completely in doing anything meaningful to save America, and whether our excuse is normalcy bias or indifference or believing the lie that, you know, it doesn't really matter, whatever the excuse, there's only one way to change America's fate, our fate, and that's to return to God and to grow some courage to love your neighbor enough to fight for your neighbor's well-being. You have to have enough caring in your heart to cherish your own progeny enough to defend freedom with your very life. So let's see what happens and keep on praying. You've been listening to Unity Without Compromise on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. Adieu.